WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
GOES-R is the next generation of NOAA geostationary Earth observing systems. The satellite's advanced spacecraft and instrument technology will support expanded detection of environmental phenomena to assist improvements to forecasts and warnings. GOES-R will make available 34 meteorological, solar, and space weather products. An additional 31 products may be made available as future capabilities for the GOES-R series. Now, two of the GOES-R instruments point towards Earth. The Advanced Baseline Imager, or ABI, is the primary instrument on GOES-R for imaging Earth's weather, climate, and environment. The Geostationary Lightning Mapper will detect and map total lightning, including in-cloud and cloud-to-ground flashes. Now, two instruments point to the sun. These include the Solar UV Imager to monitor solar X-ray flux with increased dynamic range, resolution, and sensitivity, and the Extreme UV/X-ray irradiance sensors to monitor the sun. There are also two instruments used to monitor the space environment of the satellite. The Advanced Baseline Imager will be able to view the Earth in 16 different spectral bands. Now, what does that mean? Well, this is like having 16 different kinds of sunglasses, each one allowing only a certain wavelength, also called a band or channel, of light to come through. The imager detects 2 visible, 4 near-infrared, and 10 infrared bands. Each band is like a separate color of light, except that all but 2 of the 16 colors are invisible to human eyes. This is a big step over the current GOES satellites, which have only 5 channels. There will be improvements in the spatial and temporal resolutions, too, to provide greater data. In the next WeatherBrains 101 segment, we'll take a look at the work done by the Advanced Baseline Imager. Got a weather question? You can drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.